T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome to Overnight America. Yes, the president in Brussels, NATO meetings continue. What an exciting night. Last night, we were able to play some of that wild conversation that President Trump had when he was speaking to, I think it was the Secretary General of NATO. Man, was that something else to get a little listen in on that. And I kept thinking, I can't believe they're letting us hear it. Did you hear it last night? He was not too complimentary of Germany, and rightfully so. I thought it was great. I thought what the president was doing was exactly what he needed to do. I'm going to play the clips for you here. If you're upset with how the president's handling NATO, go ahead and tell me why. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. It seems like he's actually making some progress, mostly because there's some reports that NATO is already talking about upping the amount of money some of the countries that are involved are going to spend on their national defense. That's a good sign. Trying to spend more money on their own defense as opposed to the United States picking up the slack. Here is what really started it all last night. The president at NATO slamming Germany.
Germany is totally controlled by Russia because they will be getting from 60 to 70% of their energy from Russia and a new pipeline. And you tell me if that's appropriate, because I think it's not. And I think it's a very bad thing for NATO, and I don't think it should have happened. And I think we have to talk to Germany about it.
Okay. This is interesting for us to be able to pull back the curtain and see some of this talk as it's happening. I'm not exactly sure if the president knew this would be broadcast live on television while he was doing it, mostly because I think this is something that you don't want the public to see. If you're trying to go into, not necessarily negotiations, but if you're trying to sit down and air your grievances or talk about your problems or try to get something done, normally you don't want a crowd there to do it because it kind of stifles the conversation. I mean, it's you could at some point play to the crowd. The other person you're talking to could feel some of the pressure, or they could just lock up, pucker up and say, I'm not doing it. That could add some problems. But when the pressure was on, it looks like NATO was receptive. More on Germany.
Germany is a captive of Russia because they supply. They get rid of their coal plants. They get rid of their nuclear. They're getting so much of the oil and gas from Russia. I think it's something that NATO has to look at. I think it's very inappropriate. You and I agree that it's inappropriate. I don't know what you can do about it now, but it certainly doesn't seem to make sense that they pay billions of dollars to Russia, and now we have to defend them against Russia.
They spend billions of dollars with Russia, and you all of a sudden continue to have your hand out. Hey, keep giving us money. Keep helping protect us from the people we're in bed with. That's kind of an interesting way to put it. There's a very popular radio host named Dave Ramsey. You don't even have to listen to his radio show. You know, it's the same thing over and over again, but people like it. He's still one of the most popular. And he seems like one of the good guys in the radio industry, too. But the thing that he's most popular for is that Financial Peace University. It's like a book and a DVD series or an online video series that kind of helps you get your finances straight. A lot of local churches will put on the seminar where they'll get people together from that church. They'll take it all together. They'll take the classes and it'll help them get their finances in order. But one of the things he says is that when you're in debt to someone, let it be a loan for your home, let it be a loan for your car, let it be credit card debt into the credit card companies, you're a slave to them. You're a slave to your debt. They have the ability to control you because of that. And that's not a good thing. What does he tell you to do? Well, it's very simple. He tells you to pay off all your debts. And the idea is the baby step. So you start with the smallest debt you have and you work up to the biggest debt you have. Obviously, the smallest debt you have might be some credit card debt, or maybe if you have like one of those cards at one of the retailers or whatever it may be. And then you work your way up eventually to your mortgage or your house. And then when you get debt free, that freedom is there. It's like that weight was lifted. And what happens when you're debt free? You don't go back into debt. You don't have to. You can spend your money on whatever you want because you're not in debt to anyone. That's a big deal. When other countries become reliant on, let's say Germany becomes reliant on Russia for their energy needs. Yeah, there's a little bit of that going on. Unfortunately, all of these countries we find continue to trade with each other. Energy happens to be a very different deal when you're talking about energy in your country. And that's just part of the equation. And that's what President's saying is basically what every single person on a personal level is. In a lot of ways, we could become in debt to someone else. And they have control over you for something like that. So why would you want to be under control and spend billions of dollars to a country that you're asking other people to spend money in order to protect themselves from? You know, that makes sense. The other part is the defense spending. President Trump told NATO leaders on Wednesday they should increase their defense spending to 4% of their country's economic output, doubling the group's current goal of 2%. And this was one of the grievances he was airing out as well.
On top of that, Germany is just paying a little bit over 1%, whereas the United States in actual numbers is paying 4.2% of a much larger GDP. So I think that's inappropriate also. You know, we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting everybody, and yet we're paying a lot of money to protect.
We're paying a lot of money to protect. And this is consistent with how the president talked about some of these other countries needing to spend more money on their own defense as opposed to being reliant on the United States to come in. I feel like the United States is treated like, you know, Papa United States. They come in and they bail you out every time you need it when it comes to military. Well, you could spend more money on your own military, or I don't know, maybe the United States starts finding a way to charge them. He's already brought up the idea that, well, if you can't, for whatever reason, chip in and help with what we're trying to do, then maybe we lower what we do if you don't appreciate the things we're doing. It's tough talk, absolute tough talk. But none of this soft talk's worked in the past. And even if, like, let's just say the United States, who has, you know, 3.5 to 4% spending, according to NATO, I think that's where they put us at. The United States, the world's biggest military power, spent some 3.57% on defense last year, according to NATO figures. If for some reason we can save a little bit of money on what we're spending on defense or reallocate that money somewhere else as opposed to spending on other nations, but do it to ourselves because these other nations are stepping up in that realm, that would be a huge deal for the United States. What we could do with that money could help us greatly because the United States GDP, it's a lot. When you're talking about 3.5% for the United States versus 3.5% for France, the numbers don't match, obviously. We have a much higher amount of money we spend on defense. But even if we were to just shave some percentage, even one percentage point off, it would make a huge difference. So that's part of what the president's doing. He's going to NATO. He's saying, this is a group where we can talk about these things. Let's find a way to equalize it. And I think the president's right to do it. I do. If you don't like the tough talk, if you don't like how he's handling it, tell me why. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I can tell you sometimes you can get nowhere by being polite. Sometimes what you need to do is tough talk. And that's, it just, you know what? This is a tough talker. This is Overnight America, KMOX.
First with breaking news, KMOX, St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather.
All right, let's talk about it. Let's do it. You know, the president actually met with Angela Merkel, and we're going to play some clips from that because, hey, he's got to be consistent. He's going to talk to the secretary chief or whoever it was from NATO. He's got to bring it up with her too, right? At least facilitate the conversation. Let's bring a couple of your calls in here and your text messages at 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Is this the approach you like when it comes to handling our grievances with NATO? or is this something you hate? 314-436-7900. Mike calling in from St. Louis. Mike, what's going on?
How you doing? About Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Now, and I taught my wife, now, whether people like him or not, in this case, he's 100% right.
Okay. Why do you say
that? I think, well, because the NATO, he, my wife, talk about, and he's good about what they're saying, they're paying this and stuff, and he knows about money, and he's exactly right, and I think it's safer. And whether they like him or not, regardless of what party, you have to give him this. I think he's doing the right thing, and I think it's a good idea.
And even if there's have some reports, even NATO has come up and said they're trying to get the nations to spend more money on defense sooner than later, because there was the original plan. They were talking about, you know, 10 or 20 year period where they're going to slowly increase. But it looks like they're committing to extra money in a shorter amount of time. At least that's what they're starting to look at, which means he's being effective in this case.
I agree 100%. Tell you a quick bubble joke. I told Mike Anderson he thought it was funny. You know, right. Let me tell you real quick.
I'll be the judge of that.
At work. Uh-huh. Okay, they laughed at work. But here you go. What does a...
Oh, no! Mike dropped off. That's weird. I'm sorry. I really didn't do that. And we had a couple of other calls drop off. You think our phone system went weird? Mike, I'm sorry. I really didn't do that. Maybe he hung up for a dramatic effect. Was that the joke? Let's get to a couple more calls. Jeff calling in. Hey, Jeff, what's going on?
Oh, nothing much. I'd like to comment about the NATO defense spending.
Yes.
And the Supreme Court nomination, if there's time.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, well, first, I just think it's funny how everyone on the left is going after Trump for suggesting that the European NATO countries pay their fair share to for their own defense.
Mm-hmm. It's their own defense we're talking about here. Their own defense.
And their fair share, because they certainly like to use that term when it comes to taxes.
If you look at the percentages that the countries are paying, like, let me go back, and there's a little graphic that we look at, because they're estimating for 2018, the United States is going to be closer to 3.5%. You have Greece with 2.27%, and all the way down to Canada, who's estimated 1.23%. So if you get Canada, Germany's right at the bottom. Get them up and get some of these other countries up here. France is still below 2%. Turkey's below 2%. Get them up to that 2% marker. And even if that shaves a little extra money off where we don't have to take care of it for them, that's a huge deal for us. Yeah, so we got our own money problems here.
And also some of them are saying how we're not standing up to Russia because of NATO and all that.
Right.
Well, what did NATO do to stop Russia from invading Crimea and eastern Ukraine?
Right.
I don't think they did nothing.
No, they kind of said this isn't our deal. Yeah.
And then the other comment is about the Supreme Court pick nomination.
Right.
How everyone is everyone on the left is worried about the Roe versus Wade.
Right.
It would not be assuming it was overturned. It would not be abortion would not be illegal overnight. It would be left up to the states, because there is nothing in the U.S. Constitution that bans abortion or allows it.
Because
it would fall under the 10th Amendment, which means states can make its own laws and regulations regarding abortion.
That's exactly it. And a lot of states have already tried to do this, regardless of Roe v. Wade. Some states have came out and said, well, we're just going to preemptively put something in place because they didn't have anything before. Some states have been, for the longest time, trying to find ways around it. States, they do this like fetal heartbeat. Some states will do something like that. So after there's a heartbeat detected, you know, abortion's outlawed in the state. So it's getting rid of Roe v. Wade. It would put it back to the states, which I think is a good thing to do. And if you want to look at the law of it, that's what the law lays out should happen.
Yeah. And then did you hear about Governor Cuomo in New York said he would do if the Supreme Court did that?
Right. I think he's already put that in motion. He signed like an executive order or something.
Yeah. No, he said he would challenge it.
Oh, challenge what?
The Supreme Court.
Oh, he's out of his tree. All right. out of his mind. Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, that's going to go somewhere.
Where do you go from the Supreme Court?
Yeah, I know. Thanks, Jeff. Good to hear from you.
You too.
All right, let's go to Tom calling in. Hey, Tom, what's going on?
Hi, Eric. First of all, I'm sorry, Ryan.
Yeah.
First of all, in terms of the NATO situation.
Right.
You mentioned that Trump may have not known that he was on mic or that they were taping or whatever. I think he knew perfectly well. He was just Trump being Trump.
Right.
You know, he realizes that, like in this country where he tweets to get around the press and get around the bureaucracy, I think he learned from going to Canada with the trade deal that he can't trust the people in the room. So he's going to the public in those in the European countries. And, you know, through the press and letting them know why he's doing what he's doing.
Right.
And certainly it makes sense because when you figure that he not only are we paying more, as he pointed out, than the other countries, but a lot of those bases are ours in those countries, which means that the particular countries like Germany, for example, they've got a hospital and so forth, that we have a big hospital there, that they are actually getting revenue off of that. Because when you figure all the supplies and all the care and upkeep and contract work would be local, plus the employees being American citizens, you know, if they went off base, they'd be spending their money locally in Germany.
You know, the interesting part of this, how many different countries do you think the president spoke for there? Because there's a lot of other countries that are upset with the deal that Germany made.
Newt Gingrich said earlier today on Hannity's show that there were nine admirals and generals, and I don't know if remember if he said they were current or former, or maybe a combination of both, British admirals and generals took out a full-page ad in the London Times supporting Trump.
Yeah.
Hey, and real quick on the what the other guy was talking about in terms of the Supreme Court,
right.
You mentioned the other night that your wife was all upset about missing The Bachelorette or whatever.
Because they cut into it, yeah.
I think the next time that Trump, if he gets another Supreme Court nominee or if this one doesn't go through, he ought to do the TV version of it where, you know, like with Miss America pageant that he was in. You know, you have a contest, you have the judges come out in their robes, you know, sort of like the bathing suit
the judges in their
robes, do a twirl, you know, go down the runway, talent contest, you know, ask them some stupid questions like, you know, geographical questions or whatever, or how, if you were on the Supreme Court, how would you solve bring about world peace, you know, that type of thing.
Yeah.
They do, and I think, you know, and also you could have the whole situation of even have, you know, the Final Four and so forth, and, you know, just like they do with the Miss America contest. Look, it's going to be boring no matter what, but I think it would be, you know, at least novel.
What was that one question they asked Gary Johnson and he blanked? Do you remember what that was? Aleppo. It was something
Aleppo.
Yeah, that's what they'll have to do. See if they can answer questions like that. Yeah. Tom, thank you for your call.
Take care, Ryan.
Bye. I don't want to think of any swimsuit competition. I thought that was over with. They kind of skipped out on that sort of thing. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. I want to take some more of your calls coming up, and I'll read some of your text messages, too. The approach of President Trump. What do you think? Do you like it? Do you hate it? Do you think it'll be effective? I do. I like it. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Ryan Recker. Overnight America. The two best things in your night on KMOX.
You see, they released a new Tom Petty song. Might have to play that this hour if I got some time. If not, I'll do it next hour. But welcome back to Overnight America. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. This song is pretty much everyone's desperation to be loved anymore. I know it's not the intent of the song, but I feel like I beg people to go download the podcast all the time. This should just be our new theme song. You to download me. That's a little weird. So the NATO summits continue. I'm kind of keeping an eye out if there's anything that happens through the overnight, because last night, quite late, St. Louis time around 2:15-ish, they started a live break-in with President Trump having a meeting. I wonder if we're going to get a look in again tonight. What were your thoughts on his talk regarding defense spending for some of our allies? And I have some clips where he's actually meeting with Angela Merkel, who responds to those comments. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. Let's go to Guy calling in. Guy, what's going on?
Hello, how are you?
Good. What's up?
Just curious about, you know, how, you know, this little made-up problem about the money here. It's clear to me, but not to you or to any of your callers, that the president has got no use for the concept of of the West, and you know, the creation of Eisenhower and Truman and Roosevelt, that thing that has kept the world at peace for 70 years. He's got no use for that. Like he's got no use for any of our treaties with the South Koreans. The whole concept of the West to him, and that includes, you know, the Japanese and the South Koreans, is over, and it's all exchanged for this transactional business. Like, maybe if I levy pressure on you here, I can get a better trade deal, or maybe I can get a photo op with the North Koreans, in which nothing happens. So I'm surprised that you don't see that with all this quibbling about 1%, 2%, and all this kind of junk.
We're talking billions of dollars. Let's take one of these at a time. Let's say North Korea does get rid of their nukes. Is the world better off? If they do, is the world better off?
Of course it's better off.
Okay.
Why do you think that? Because they have a photo op that they're going to do that.
Why do you think they never once came to the table until President Trump?
Because he's the only one foolish enough to give them faith.
Okay.
Listen, guy, I'll
give you some credit because nothing has technically happened yet. But you don't flip a switch with nukes. It doesn't work that way. So if something happens, are you going to give the president some credit for that?
I will, of course.
Okay, good. That's all I ask. So I'll wait. Yeah, I'm okay to wait. I don't think give him the Nobel Peace Prize yet. Wait until something happens first. Okay, so let's go back to the defense spending. So if these countries are more reliant and have to pitch in more money, they've already committed to giving more money over a long period of time to their defense. What's wrong with him coming and saying, you should escalate that and try to get that number up sooner? What's wrong with that?
Why does the president, every chance he gets, he denigrates our allies, our historical allies, the Canadians, the French, the Belgians, the Germans after World War II, while having nothing but praise for the dictatorships, the Russians, the Turks, the Croats, the Saudis, those seem to be his friends. The North Koreans, for God's sake, those are the leaders that he seems to think are doing things right, not our historical allies. Why can't you see that? He does it all the time,
guy. I don't think you're seeing it clearly. What did you hear with this discussion with this NATO summit? Tell me how he was praising Russia. tell me what he said that praised Russia there.
He wasn't praising Russia in the NATO summit. Now that's going to have to wait a couple of days until he goes there or wherever he does.
Are you upset that he's meeting with Russia?
No, I'm not. I mean, I don't know what to expect from President Trump. I don't know. It's hard to tell, and I'm a military veteran. It's hard to tell for me what country he's president of, or who he's doing the bidding of, or who owns him.
This is part of the problem. You've fallen for the trap, guy. You've fallen for the trap. It's the whatever. No, you've fallen for it, man. That's part of the problem. It's what you're going out there and doing is the exact same thing a lot of other people in the Democrat Party want you to do, which is Trump is the biggest ally of Russia. There was clear collusion. He's in the pocket of Russia. How else could he have won the election? There's people still trying to scratch their head and try to understand. How can someone completely different...
The president won the election. He got more votes.
Yes.
I don't have a problem with that.
But, you know, he won the election. Yes.
He won the election. I don't have a problem with that. What I have a problem with are the actual words that he says, his actions, the words that he says, the things that he says, and who he says them to. I'm not creating my own reality. I'm not listening to what Democratic pundits say or what you say or what Republicans say. I'm listening to what the president says and who he says it to.
Okay.
And I wonder if you're doing that.
Well, let's say this too, and I do commend you. I think it's good that you don't just automatically assume truth from whatever talking heads or myself or this radio program. You have to go and research this yourself. Let me ask you about the Mueller investigation. If they come back and say there was no wrongdoing from President Trump, are you going to accept that?
I am going to accept that.
Okay, will you accept that there that he's not in the pocket of Russia if this Mueller investigation comes back and they conclude there was no wrongdoing?
I will. Okay. I will. I would like to see the president. I'd like to see I'd like to see his taxes, though. I'd like to see that. I mean, I think that would tell us something.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know why he doesn't do that. I don't think the president was knowingly colluding with the Russians. That doesn't mean I don't think that some of his people weren't, though.
Okay.
But whether the president knew anything about it, I don't know. I don't think that. I mean, but it's difficult. I mean, when you listen to him on the campaign and he says, thank God for the Russians, thank God for WikiLeaks. I mean, like, those were not very smart things to say, were they? I mean,
he doesn't. There's some things I wish he didn't say. There's a lot of things that he doesn't say that I'm sure there's people behind the scenes that are, as soon as he says something like that, slap their head and say, I wish he wouldn't have said that. Do you understand the meaning from some of the things he said, like, you know, thanks for WikiLeaks? And because we're talking about things that should have been preserved in the public record were destroyed. And he said, thanks for WikiLeaks. If it wasn't for that, we never would have been able to see these things. Were things that should have been public anyway. So you understand why he was saying things like that, even if they're interpreted into the worst meaning.
Well, I don't know that I understand it. I don't know that the president is coming from a very good place. I don't know that his heart's in the right place. I don't know whether or not I can say that. I can say that he legitimately won, and I don't have a problem with that. But but the way he's going about our foreign policy, I don't think is very good. To get back to what we were talking about.
Okay.
I don't see anything good to come of it. And whether he's doing it intentionally or not, I think he's playing into the hands of our enemies, and the Russians are our enemies. I don't even know if Americans think that anymore. I mean, the president himself has made it so murky and so clouded by continuously praising Putin and saying what a strong leader he is and never coming down himself on the Russian actions in Syria, which are reprehensible. Don't you agree? The Russians and the Syrians, one of the worst dictatorships on the planet, and I mean, why can't the president just come out and say what everybody else says? I mean, say what the actual truth is. You know, the Russians are supporting, they're making it possible for the Syrians to do what they're doing. They're providing the air power. They're giving him cover. Why can't the president just come out and just blast them about that?
Okay.
Why not?
Maybe they will. You know, Guy, thank you for your call. Good to hear from you.
Sure. All right, thank you. See you.
All right, you said his piece. Why, if I go back and I look specifically at all of the different comments that President Trump has made on Russia over the past year and a half since he's been in office, it's probably a lot fewer than you believe. I would like to go back. Maybe I'll look and see how many comments I can actually find of him talking about Putin over the past year. It's probably few and far between that have been extremely amplified or taken out of context. But how effective is this kind of talk to NATO? I had to look up the stat real quick. NATO has already said in a press conference that they estimate European allies in Canada will add an extra $266 billion to defense spending between now and 2024. 6 years before, they were looking at 2030. They're going to try to hit that. So now we're looking at 2024, and they've added an extra $266 billion to defense spending. To me, president had one meeting and all of a sudden they're willing to up their defense spending. That's effective. That's like, how many times have you had one meeting with someone and all of a sudden they're willing to spend all this extra money? Being polite doesn't always work. We've tried that. Sometimes you have to take this approach. And by the looks of it, it's effective. Unless you think NATO's lying too. Unless you think NATO's are a bunch of liars. All those European countries in Canada. Oh, those lousy, dirty cheats. Or maybe they actually will escalate their spending much quicker than anticipated, which is a good thing for us. We'll take some more of your calls coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes. Mornings and afternoons. KMOX.
Night America. We continue on. That new Tom Petty song, I'm looking forward to playing that for you. I'm going to get that on the show here sooner than later. And you see that the Roy Orbison hologram tour is going to have a permanent home in Missouri. It's kind of interesting. We'll get to that, too. Let me get to Bob calling in. Hey, Bob, what's going on?
Hello. I have a couple comments to make, one of which is about Trump and why maybe they're listening to him so much. He says what he means and means what he says, and I don't think he's messing around with these people, and I think they realize that he will do what he says, and in private, we don't know what he's actually telling them what he's going to do.
He's different than the other politicians they're used to handling.
Well, yeah, Obama and the Peace Prize thing that somebody was mentioning recently. What did Obama do to get the Peace Prize? He went around and said he was sorry for the United States.
That was a joke. They highly inflated his influence when it came to global warming or whatever his influence was going to be. And it was not something they should have handed over to him. The thing is, if for whatever reason North Korea actually follows through with this, which I still think there's a good chance they do, and they get rid of their nukes and the process begins, that's to me a bona fide Nobel Peace Prize worthy performance of President Trump. But if it was Obama doing it, they would have given it to him already before anything happened. Because that's what they did with President Obama. They just gave it to him. How long was he in office before they handed it over to him? It was almost immediate.
Maybe a couple months when he went over in Europe and said
it was ridiculous. And nothing really happened at that point. So
nothing happened at all. And it just made everything worse, actually. And one other thing, let's see, NATO, he's getting NATO to give you know, the nations of NATO to give more money. I think they should, just like he's trying to get them to do, and hopefully they will. Apparently, you already said that Canada's going to give more.
European countries and Canada, a group of them have already committed that they're going to add an extra $266 billion to defense spending by 2024. Before, they were talking about 2030 and beyond. They were planning out 10, 15, 20 years and trying to inch up spending. President said, no, you know, let's get this done. Let's get them spending it now. And it looks like they're already starting to commit that. So this is a good step of these allies to show in good faith that they want to start spending more money on their own defense.
That's excellent. So I have just one other comment to make about the North Korean situation. I surely hope that all comes through and that they denuclearize.
I hope so too.
Do you think that Kim Jong-un or Hugh or whatever, how you pronounce it, think he might be stalling and not doing these tests so he can progress and produce more of what he's producing? Because I'm a little bit worried about that.
It's hard to tell. Yeah, it's hard to tell, mostly because there were some reports that came out that indicated they weren't destroying these bases like they said they would, or in fact, they may have been moving some things around. We don't exactly know, and we won't actually know until we could see it firsthand. But if for whatever reason they decided to do this and then a couple weeks later change their mind and not tell anyone, that would be shocking to me. So I really do think they're going to get with the program, and we're going to see proof of that. It's just been too soon. You just don't flip a switch with something like this.
I have one last comment to make, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
I think that these young people that are protesting all this crazy stuff that they're doing are being misled. And I would like them to maybe do a little history lesson for themselves, especially about World War I and World War II. We basically saved the world twice. The United States did, and all of our great men and women of our country that sacrificed themselves for them and for us, they need to realize that their freedom is based on what those people did. And I think that they have lost that concept of giving yourself up for a greater cause, self-sacrifice. And okay. I think these young people these days, they don't get it. They're not getting this history stuff that they should be learning. I don't think that they're aware of all this stuff.
Bob, I don't think they are either. I also think they probably downplay it in the history books in schools. There's only so much you can teach these kids, and they don't go at it to learn on their own. Plus, I think this is where the parents have a great opportunity to pick it up and let them know what their grandparents did for this country and what this country has done for the world. If anyone thinks this world would be a worse place without the United States, they're out of their tree. That would be the craziest thing in the world. The contributions of this country is unmeasurable. We don't want to think of what the world would look like without the United States. So, Bob, you're absolutely right.
Completely correct. You are. I couldn't have said it better. That is excellent, the way you said it.
Thanks, Bob. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Bye. All right. That was good. One day, if you find all the flaws in this country, there are things that are worth fighting for, and we saw a lot of people come out and vote the way they wanted to see this country go when they voted for Donald Trump. And they're starting to see some of these changes and these positive changes to the United States. Obviously, if you hate the man and you hate the person and you hate Republicans, then you're going to think all of it's a step in the wrong direction. But there's a lot of people that look at it as a step in the right direction. Mike calling in. Back at it. Okay, so our phone's disconnected before. You want to give this joke a second try?
Yes. I'll do it too quick as I can.
Let's try it.
Okay. Mama got a question. What does a bug, B-U-G, bug got in common with the lady and romance?
What does a bug have in common with lady and romance? What's that?
A ladybug. Mama, no.
Ladybug. I was hoping there was something else to that one.
Well, she is a lady, right?
Okay, yes. But what romance? What does a romance have to do with it?
The bug have romance with another bug.
But that doesn't make sense with, I guess, sure. But okay. That's a little iffy. That one's iffy.
They laughed at work about it. They thought it was funny and hilarious. You guys are going home to tell his mom. Ask your wife.
Go home. Okay, that's what I'll do. When I go home, I'm going to tomorrow say that joke to my wife. I'll let you know if she laughs at it, okay?
Okay. Hey, just before you go, if you don't mind, take a vote. See what the audience say.
Okay.
My vote don't mind.
Okay. All right.
Have a good night.
Bye. All right. Did you laugh at Bobo's joke? Yes or no? Just text in yes or no to 314-436-7900. Seriously. Just if you have your mobile phone out, text in either yes or no to 314-436-7900. If you've never texted before, it's 314-436-7900. I really want to know. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.